You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Receiving the Double by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
The 12th verse. My God, my God. We've been talking about the double since New Year's Eve. This is the year of the double. Bishop and preaching on the double. And so we're going to continue in that same vein. We've been doing the same thing in women's Bible study. We've been talking about the double. We're going to think double. We're going to see double. We're going to walk in double. Glory to God. And we're going to have the manifestation of the double. For God's word is forever settled in heaven, y'all. All his promises are yes and amen. His word, if we believe it, we will see it because the word works. Amen. So don't get tired of it because we want the double. And the double is in the word. And the word works. The word works. The word works. All right. It says Zechariah 9 to 12. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, come back to the place of safety. All you prisoners. There was a place of safety that you had once upon a time as a believer in the arena of faith. But life has happened. You've gotten distracted. And Satan trying to keep you in a bound and a lockdown position. So come back to the place of safety, all you prisoners who still have hope. Anybody have hope in here? I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles. Couple of thank God for that word right now. For each of my troubles. Come on, find somebody else. Two blessings. For each of my troubles. Now, if you can start naming your troubles, you got to multiply your blessings. Two blessings for each of my troubles. Everything that I had to experience that was not of God, that Satan tried to rise up to vex my very soul, I will get two blessings. Okay? You can have your seat. Man, that's a good scripture right there. Bishop was reading that thing, ignited on the inside of me. When the scripture and the word ignites on the inside of you, that's the Holy Ghost letting you know that's a word about your life, and that's a word that God wants to do in your life. So you gotta grab it and meditate on it. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk to you about receiving the double. Receiving the double. We have had a prophetic word. We are walking out this prophetic word for this house and this season. And there's things that might have popped off since New Year's Eve. But we have to war for that word. This is the year of the double. Satan will distract you. He will do what he does because he's the devil. But we have to have faith to receive the promise of the double. If you look at that scripture, Zechariah 9:12 says, all you prisoners who still have hope, all you prisoners who still have hope, what you have gone through, has it taken out of you the capacity to believe God for this word, the double? Has your situations of the past made you think that, no, this word is not for me? Well, the scripture says, all you prisoners, you individuals that have been attacked, have been going through certain things, have been dealing with certain things, he said, do you still have hope? If you still have hope, he says, I promise you, this very day, if you still have expectation, if you still believe me to move, and you still believe me to shift some things, and you still believe me to answer, you still believe me to show up, he says, I will repay you 2 blessings for each of your troubles. So to receive the double, we have to have faith. We have to have faith. You know, so that's the word of the Lord for us. Isaiah 61:7 says, for your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, in their city, in their life, in their house, on their job, in this year, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. I come against your season of frustration. I come against your season of irritation. I declare and decree that your season of joy will interrupt your season of frustration and irritation, and is now replacing those old cycles of frustration, aggravation, irritation, annoyance, and is being replaced by seasons of success, seasons of peace, seasons of joy. Glory to God. Because we're in the year of the double. What Satan used to irritate you with, when things used to bother you, they will not bother you anymore. I declare rivers of joy, everlasting peace is your portion. You're going to take a look at yourself. So why did that bother me? That didn't bother me. That person used to vex me. They don't vex me. I used to get those phone calls or look in the mailbox. I used to get all aggravated and annoyed. I'm not doing that anymore. You in the double. Those are all signs of the double. Let me tell you, before the double shows up, it will shift something on the inside of you. Before you see it here, you'll see it on the inside of you. You'll hear it in the in between your ears. In your mind, you'll think differently. The Holy Ghost is getting ready to replace old defeat, poverty mindset thinking patterns. Your thinking mindset, your thought processes will begin to shift, because the Holy Ghost is going to rest on you, and the holy presence of God will begin to infiltrate your thoughts, and will begin to show you images of who you are in Him, and show you images of your future. And as you go to sleep at night, He'll paint on the canvas of your heart, and you begin to see dreams and living color. And when you wake up, what used to keep you down, that spirit of oppression, that spirit of depression, when you used to open your eyes, will be broken off of you by the Holy Ghost, because you're in the double. Everlasting joy. I already mentioned this before, the number 9. I will say it again. I'm saying it every time I have an opportunity. I'm saying it to myself, because Satan will do what he does. So I'm sure he has unleashed some imps your way since New Year's Eve. How many have been doing some warfare, experienced some distraction? Just raise your hand. Something before your eyes trying to tell you, that was just a good word. No, the devil is a liar. All the promises of God are yes and amen. His word is forever settled in heaven. Your second circumstances don't change what is in heaven. My goodness, I'm getting ready to get ahead of myself. I'm going to slow that thing down. But here we go. It means harvest. Number 9, harvest. It means fullness. It means fruitfulness. Man, there's something that the word of the Lord been dealing with me, especially in women's Bible study, that our leaf will not wither. We will bear fruit every season. That's from Psalms 1 and 3. We will bear fruit. There's sometimes in life, and you see, we see it right now. We go outside, even of us garden. We have a garden. Let me see the hands. I mean, there's some folks on Friday, nobody had a garden, but we got a plant. Do you have a plant? And right now, we have a little space that we plant flowers in. And you know, right now, they look ugly because they're dead. And yeah, I remember one time we didn't like it, so we asked our gardener to rip them up, you know, who works on our lawn care. He's like, it's okay, but they're perennials. He said, they look bad right now, but they get ready to bloom again. So we can't walk by what we see. Even though things look dead right now, God said, I'm getting ready to bloom those things again. There's life in what you see. All is not lost. And so right now they're not blooming. But then sometimes you have to switch your garden out. But we're coming into a season that even though that looks dead, something else will be fruitful. That's why you can't be moved by what you see. You can't get distracted by what looks dead in your life right now. Because God said, it may be dead over here, but I'm blooming over here. So you have to have faith, fixed focus, faith-filled eyes, visions of faith that pulls back the curtain of life and that you see behind the curtain. Then what you see with your natural eyes, I know you've gone through some things that might have died in your life, but God says it's still life in the seed. Do not be moved by what you see. There's life in the seed. It also means gifts of the Spirit that we're going to see the Holy Ghost moving. You're going to get word of knowledge, word of revelation, the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith. The Lord began to deal with me while I was sitting. Some of us don't even realize that God has placed a demand for us. And I'm getting distracted because this is not my message. The demand on us that operate with the spirit of faith. You said, what do you mean? If you're dealing with a situation that is challenging and it's only a miracle that would shift that thing, God has called you to the operation of the gift of faith. God said in this season, we're thinking that we miss God or we're not using the word because we got this crisis in our lives. We got this negative report in our lives. We got this situation in our lives. The Holy Ghost wants to rest on you and he wants to pull you to the word so the word will be in your heart and give birth and give nutrient to the spirit of faith so that when you begin to see something, you speak what God says and you see miracles in your life. So don't be moved by your crisis. Don't be moved by the medical report. Don't be moved by the situation. You may be a candidate for the gifts of the spirit and the gift of faith. The fruit of the spirit and birthing what God has placed in you. And I said natural seed being birthed and spiritual seed being birthed. We will give birth. You will give birth. You will have a seed that comes forth from your womb. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you've gone through. I command you to speak life to your womb that it will incubate seed. It will carry full term and I will have fruit in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 23:18. We have to still have hope. You will be rewarded this year. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Proverbs 23:18. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. If you lock on this word, if you believe the word of God, if you stand on the word of God, it says you will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. Somebody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
So let's take a look at how to position ourselves to receive the double. I've already been mentioning this. I've already been implying this. We have to receive the double by faith. You have to receive the double by faith. The double is a supernatural blessing. The double is a supernatural blessing. The double is a supernatural blessing. And the only way you can receive it, the only way you can walk in it, the only way you can have it is by faith. And so faith is not based on a feeling, it's a knowing. You can feel one way, but it doesn't mean that's what it is. It's a knowing. And the best example I can apply in this situation is our name. Praise God. Somebody give me a mic right quick. Okay, you holding the mic and turn it on. What's your name?
Brandon.
What's your name?
Brandon.
I thought it was Michael.
Brandon.
But I'm telling you, your name is Michael.
I know it's Brandon.
How do you know it's Brandon?
I've been named Brandon my whole life.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
Who told you your name?
My mom.
Your mom told you your name? Someone in authority gave you your name?
Yes.
When's the last time you saw an official document with your name on it?
This week.
This week, your birth certificate?
My license.
Well, that's something post-birth certificate. When's the last time you saw the title deed?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But you still know your name?
I do.
I'm saying your name is Michael.
It's Brandon.
I disagree with you.
No, it's Brandon.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
But you haven't seen your birth certificate.
I'm 100% sure.
You 100% sure?
Yes.
But I'm telling you, you've been lied to.
I know my name is Brandon.
No, that's a lie.
I know it's Brandon.
That's a lie.
I know it is.
That's a lie.
I know it's Brandon.
That's faith. That's faith. Somebody could come and tell you something different. Even though he hasn't seen it on a birth certificate, he still knows his name. That's faith. It's a knowing. No one and nothing can convince you other than. And someone who's in authority gave him that name. And then they put it on a certificate. That is faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. He has faith. He has an assurance. He had a conviction that his name was Brandon. Faith gives you an assurance. It gives you a conviction. So when God tells you something, you read something in the Word of God, even though you don't see it naturally. The Bible is the certificate, is the written document of the truth of what things are. And if you didn't have a logos, the written word, the rhema is the spoken word. And what I hear solidifies me of what really is. Now, when Brandon learned his name, he couldn't read his birth certificate. But his mother told it to him. He kept hearing his name. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Amplified translation says faith comes by hearing, and what is spoken by the lips. By the lips, I believe, of Christ. So we hear from God what our bodies look like. We hear from God what our money look like. We hear from God what our families look like. We hear from God what our life look like. But the challenge for many of us there is that we don't keep hearing it. We come to church and we hear it. But you got to get in your prayer classes so you can hear it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Even though I don't have the written certificate, I have the spoken word that tells me who I am. So when I get up and learn how to read my name for the first time, I'm not shocked by it. I already know it. When you spend time with God, he tells you stuff that you know and is reinforced in the word of God. So for us to receive the double, we must believe that God is able. And we must believe that he will do it for you. God is able, and he will do it for you. God is able. Let's make a person, and he'll do it for me. God is able, what? And he'll do it for me. Come on. God is able, what? And he'll do it for me. Matthew 9:28-29 speaks of two blind men following Jesus, crying out, "Master, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." Now, Jesus was busy. He's already healed the daughter of Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood. And a noise was going about of what Jesus had the power to do. They heard about it. They couldn't see it. They didn't see what Jesus did. They didn't see Jairus' daughter rising from the dead. They didn't see, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, but they heard about it. And so the 28th verse, and when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" For you to receive the double, you got to believe that God is able to do this. I don't care how long you've been in your situation, you got to believe that God is able to do this. I don't care what the doctor's reports say. We believe that God is able to do this. And they said unto him, "Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." So you have to believe that he can do it for you. You believe that he's able, but according to your faith, then it can happen for me. I hear that this is a year of the double. I heard somebody having testimonies of the double, but I have faith now in my heart. Hey, well, he did it for them. I see him working. Well, he can do it for me. Okay, hear this. So when you hear someone's testimony, it should not put you in anxiety, doubt, fear, or unbelief when you hear about their double, or throw you into a negative way of comparing yourself. If you do so, there's a root of jealousy. It's a root of competition. Because all testimonies are supposed to inspire you, motivate you, and encourage you, and ignite faith on the inside of you. It shouldn't make you feel like, "What's up with me, God? What's wrong with me, God? What's going on with me, God?" There's a root of jealousy. There's a root of competition. And you got to root that thing out of you so you can receive the double. So to receive that prophetic word of double, we have to mix it with our faith. You got to mix it with faith. So you just can't come here and just like, "Okay, good church, I put my time in." You have to mix it with faith. Hebrews 4:2, "So for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." Us and them. We heard the word. You and you. You and me. Us and y'all. We hearing the word. But the word preached did not profit them. The ones who don't believe God. The ones who don't have any faith. The one who just wasn't doing anything, just coming to church, waiting for something to fall out the sky, waiting for the double Dutch king to hit him on the head. Remember that rock? Double Dutch. I was trying to think. Remember the double Dutch? You wait for the double Dutch man to hit you on the head. Here's your double. It don't work like that.
As we expect double in 2019, there are some practical things that you have to do. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to expect everything that God has for you this year. Order this timely three-part series today and get the bonus message from Dr. Marcia Bailey, Receiving the Double. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Receiving the Double. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.